Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Double Reeds and Friends will be on this week's program. We'll hear a piece for oboe and orchestra by Hilary Tan, a woodwind quintet by Beata Moon, a bassoon concerto of Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramette, and pieces for oboe and piano by Mary Jean Van Appeldoorn and Roslyn Massé-Lecoq. We'll start with a newly released recording of a lovely piece for oboe and chamber orchestra by Hilary Tan. She is a Welsh composer who was born in 1947. She wrote her first piece, a waltz she called The Wee Valley, when she was about 6 years old. After growing up in the coal mining valleys of South Wales, she went to study music at the University of Wales at Cardiff and then went to Southampton University to do graduate work. In 1972, she went to Princeton University as a visiting fellow and stayed on there to study composition and earn a doctorate. She has taught at Bard College and since 1992 has chaired the Department of Performing Arts at Union College in Schenectady, New York, where she is the John Howard Payne Professor of Music. Her music is influenced by her love of Wales and her strong identification with the natural world. A deep interest in the traditional music of Japan has led to private study of the shakuhachi and guest visits to Japan, Korea, and China. The piece we'll hear is Shakai, a diptych for oboe and small orchestra. The composer's notes tell us that shakai is a term used in Japanese landscape design. It means borrowed scenery. Two well-known examples of shakai underlie the oboe concerto. The first movement, marked slow and spacious, is inspired by Mount Hai, as viewed from Shodenji, a temple with a dry landscape garden. The second movement, marked leggero, is inspired by the hills of Arashiyama, as viewed from Tenryuji, a temple with a lush stroll garden. In musical terms, the spare landscape of the first movement is complemented by an overgrown second movement. In both movements, the composer could not resist lightly borrowing from Debussy's Nuages, since the idea of borrowing was part of the identity of the piece, and a cor anglais was at hand. Virginia Shaw is the oboist in this recording, with Max Lifschitz conducting the North-South Chamber Orchestra.